Patient name, Corey, spelled C-O-R-E-Y, last name Rodriguez. Date of birth, 11-10 of 10. Date of service, 4-5 of 23. This is a 12-year-old young man. Mom brings him in related to a cough. Also, he has ear pain, more so on the right side. He's had these symptoms for approximately 3 weeks. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. He has not been running any fevers as well. He maintains his normal activities, although he does state that the ear pain has become more bothersome. The cough, however, has been going on for approximately 3 weeks off and on. Period, new paragraph. He maintains normal bowel movements and normal urination habit. Period, new paragraph. Symptoms are a bit worse with play, better with rest. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, tonsillectomy. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. No association with secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. Labs today, none. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral, tympanic membrane erythema. Right side is worse than the left. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist neck, soft, no thyromegalomasses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment, and plan. Otitis media, right side worse than left. Patient will receive Amoxil, 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, POBID, 10 days, number 200 ml, period, new paragraph, cough, Bromfed DM, 7.5 ml, QID, PRN, cough, number 180 ml. Period, new paragraph. He is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Rebecca Tatum, T-A-T-H-A-M. Date of birth, 6-14 of 48. Date of service, 4-5-23. This is a 74-year-old female patient. Here she has a complaint. She believes she has shingles under bilateral breasts. She also states she has itchy ears. She has had this rash underneath the breast for approximately 1 week. Period. In the paragraph, she tells me she regularly gets blood work done every 6 months from her PCP, and there has been no indication of any diabetes. Period. New paragraph. This patient also is under the care of a cardiologist. Her blood pressure is much elevated today, 186 over 75. No symptoms whatsoever. She tells me at times it's up to 220 systolic without any symptoms manifested. Period. New paragraph. Once again, her cardiologist manages her blood pressure. He has put her on hydralazine. She does not want any further investigation to the blood pressure issues today. Her cardiologist has told her that when she gets to a physician's office that she gets very nervous and the blood pressure seems to, at least for a short time, shoot up. Period. New paragraph. Pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, oxygenation 96%, current weight 124. Allergies, numerous and documented in the chart. Period, new paragraph. Current medication, hydralazine, atorvastatin, medical history, hypertension, social history, chronic kidney disease, social history. She is a smoker. One pack per day. Denies any alcohol or drugs. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegalomasses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the rash she was verbalizing, which is underneath each breast. It appears to be more of a tinea corporis type rash. There is no shingles as she possibly thought it was. Period, new paragraph. She will be treated accordingly. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Tinea corporis, nystatin cream to be applied, BID. Also suggested that she gets a cotton type bra or alternatively, make sure that she uses a small cotton cloth to separate the skin of the breast from the upper, from the torso below. She used to do this BID with the Nystatin cream for several weeks until clear. Also, I will give her a one-week supply of Diflucan to assist in this tinea infection as well. Period in the paragraph, patient understands plan of care. Treatment will be as above. She returns to clinic if needed.